Josh at Hub Culture here in the Copenhagen Pavilion, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Nadia Maizi. She's a professor at Paris Tech. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about why you're here at Copenhagen.
So just to introduce Paris Tech, it's a school of engineering in France, and we're a team of researchers, scientists in Copenhagen. Mainly, our skills are about physics and mathematics and economics, and we want to be part of the movement about all these climate negotiations. So we're trying to promote science inside all the discussions that are ongoing now.
It's a funny kind of message, because you would think that science would actually be at the heart of these climate negotiations, but is your message something slightly different? Is science being ignored?
I can tell you that among the Ringos are the research NGOs that are in Copenhagen. There was a first question when we had the first meeting. How many physicists? So no hand was up. And how many economists? There were economists. Lawyers, a lot of lawyers, and no mathematicians. So no, science is not really present. Maybe you have climate science with paleontology and agriculture and things like that, but you don't have basic science like mathematics, physics.
So what's your message from the mathematical and physicist world? What's your point from there?
Emissions are mainly relying on energy use, and energy is relying on technology, and you have to understand technology to understand if the targets that politicians are putting on the table are feasible. So our message is you have to take into account what is installed in the countries and what the technologies are relying on before maybe finding the good target that each country has to reach.
Tell me a little bit about the French target and whether you think that specifically is reachable.
So in France, we have the pledge that we are going to divide by four by 2020 our emissions. And we've made a study in order to assess if this target were technologically feasible. So we think that the target of 2.45 can be achievable, but dividing by four means that you will not going to live like you are living here with all these lights on and the heating on. And you can reach the targets that politicians are putting on the table, but you will have to change completely your way of life. My feeling is that in Copenhagen, the technology point is not enough discussed. People think that we're putting targets and then technology will follow the targets. But it's not the case, because inertia and technology is very strong. So,
do you not think, though, that by providing targets that business will naturally move to meet those targets? You're suggesting something very different.
No, I don't believe that business has... is interested with targets. Not at all.
Okay, just finally, if you had one message that you could get out to the leaders of Copenhagen, what would it be?
The main point is that I think we must be very cautious, because on one side, if there is no agreement about strong targets, then people will be very disappointed. But if there are agreements on strong targets that cannot be followed by technology, and in 5 years we will all realize that these targets are unachievable, then people will also be very disappointed. So they have to find a compromise between these two points, and maybe they have to ask help from scientists to assess the better pathway. So
okay.
That's it.
Quite sobering stuff there. Thank you very much, Nadia Maizi from Paris Tech, for joining us here at Hub Culture in Copenhagen.